Is your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 64. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly report, the sale of all tractors in June of 2022 in the U.S. down 8% from the same month a year ago. In June, a total of 27,426 tractors were sold, compared to 29,892 sold in 2021. For the month, the two-wheel drive smaller tractors, those under 40 horsepower, down 10% from a year ago. 40 and under 100 horsepower, down 7%. Sale of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors up 10%, while four-wheel drive tractors were down 3%. For the year, two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower, down 16% from a year ago, while 40 and under 100 horsepower, down 12%. The sale of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors up 10%, while four-wheel drive tractors are down 11%. Combine sales in June, 629, up 25% from last year. Year-to-date sales of combines, 2,150, a decrease of 6% from the same period a year ago. National Pork Producers releasing a new economic report highlighting how America's pig farmers are significantly contributing to the U.S. ag and overall economy. The report highlights pork industry value chain contributions and growth over the last 5 years. Holly Cook is a staff economist for the pork producers. She said the report underscores how the pork industry is an important pillar of the U.S. economy and a positive ripple effect it has on many other important sectors in the American supply chain. Key takeaway includes the pork industry supporting over 613,000 direct and indirect jobs in the U.S. and more than 66,000 pig farms sold more than 140 million hogs worth $28 billion in gross cash receipts in 2021. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News in Sedgwick County. Two men arrested for their involvement in a July 4th weekend double murder made their first court appearance in the case on July 8th. The search for a third suspect does continue. David Banza, 42, of Wichita, is charged with two counts of voluntary manslaughter. Joseph Ponce, 43, of Wichita, is charged with attempted first-degree murder. And police are asking the public's assistance in locating 42-year-old Hai Trong Long. He is also known as Sonny. Just before 6 p.m. last night in Smith County, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2021 International semi driven by Stephon C. Harrison, 41 of Chicago, was southbound on K-8 at milepost 3.2 when a rodent entered the roadway. The driver attempted an avoidance maneuver. The vehicle then entered the west ditch and the driver overcorrected. The semi crossed the northbound lane, entered the east ditch, and overturned on the driver's side. EMS transported Harrison to the Smith County Hospital. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Law enforcement authorities are searching for a 17-year-old juvenile who allegedly issued several threats to harm and kill people. That's according to Dickinson County Sheriff Jerry Davis. As a precaution, victims in a previous case involving the juvenile, members of the public at the Chapman Ballfield Complex and the Chapman Swimming Pool were notified and those facilities were evacuated. Officials said the teen has been described as a 17-year-old white male who stands about 5'10" tall and weighs about 140 pounds and has shaggy brown hair. He was last seen wearing a black and white sweatshirt on foot near 1400 Avenue and Fair Road south of Abilene at 9 p.m. last night. The juvenile subject displayed a small pistol in at least one of the videos he recorded on Snapchat, and he is considered armed and dangerous. The Greenwood County Sheriff's Office say officials are on the hunt for Richard Edward Allen, who was last seen near Neal after he attempted to speed away from a traffic stop. If anyone sees Allen, they should contact the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A homeless man has been arrested on a drug charge in Grand Island. On Sunday, Grand Island police noticed a vehicle that was deemed a traffic hazard on South Locust Street. Officers contacted 46-year-old Bruno Sosa Nunez and discovered he had a warrant out of Lancaster County for his arrest. When officers arrested him, they searched him and found 2.2 grams of methamphetamine as well as drug paraphernalia. The Kearney Family YMCA Healthier Tomorrow's capital campaign expansion is already underway at the facility, and a new grant of $4,532,500 under the Shovel Ready Capital Recovery and Investment Act grant is providing funds to complete all construction. The Kearney Family YMCA was one of 76 Nebraska nonprofit organizations to receive a portion of the $115 million grant to help fund pandemic-delayed construction projects. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to take a minute to say thank you to all the customers that have been so good to us the past couple of months. We appreciate your business and want you to know that we will continue to work hard to ensure that every Yoder Meats experience is based on quality meat and excellent customer service at a reasonable price. It's backyard grilling season, so call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location and get the perfect meat for your next round of outdoor cooking. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Financing options for a new county jail were discussed at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. They're to meet this week with a bond company and tax counsel. Paperwork for rural development financing is overwhelming and may not be a best option. The construction manager also expressed concern with equipment cost increases if federal funds required only American-made components. The capital improvement, bond, and interest funds could be utilized with some American Rescue Plan proceeds. That could leave some $5 million remaining to be financed, and a 15-year term with early payoff option was mentioned. Consideration of a leasehold arrangement was also presented and may serve as the best option. It was also noted during discussion that adjusters have not returned with damage totals to the Marshall County Health Department building, so the status of that project is yet to be determined. Commissioners did note they do not expect to increase the mill levy for construction costs for a new jail. A metal building located at the property for the jail site was declared surplus property and will be offered for sale by sealed bids accepted through July 25th for its removal. Marshall County Commissioners agreed to meet July 18th at the county fair, with the department head meeting postponed until July 25th. Marshall County Emergency Management met last week with first responders, local law enforcement, health care, and media to review response to high wind event and tornado earlier in June. As a result of a June 11th storm which cut through the county north to south, it was reported that 798 buildings suffered damage, with 55, mostly farm and outbuildings, totally destroyed. Tree damage was extensive throughout much of the county. Communication was cited as the greatest challenge, with multiple bands used for two-way and department communications, and owing to limitations or outages of cell service at times, and compounded by extended power outages affecting a wide area. Response times for emergency vehicles could have been limited by the number of trees blocking many streets and some highways. The impact of volunteers and community resources in cleanup and recovery were noted, with no injuries sustained as a result of the storms. The follow-up meeting was called to better prepare for future events and emergencies. Ideas were shared as to alternative means of communicating messages to the public if traditional options were affected, and central points for gathering or providing for public services such as oxygen recharge, etc., were discussed. Washington County Appraiser advised county commissioners last week's meeting that personal property valuations rose significantly, nearly 29%, due to dramatic increases in the resource guide for determining market value. Personal property includes heavy-tagged trucks, boats, trailers, golf carts, and the like. It was also noted that the office will not be taxing side-by-sides this year until a better method of identifying those actually used for farm purposes can be established. Total personal property valuations in Washington County topping $3 million, an increase of some $779,000. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Final day for voter registration for the August 2nd primary is close of business today, July 12th. Register at county clerk's offices or online through the Kansas Secretary of State. Mail-in ballots requested will go out beginning Wednesday this week and may be returned postmarked through Election Day, August 2nd. Advance in-person voting will be open Monday through Fridays at the Marshall County Clerk's office, and hours will be extended 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. beginning Wednesday. Beginning Wednesday, the Kansas Department of Transportation will begin grading and surfacing all U.S. 36 highway within the Washington city limits. Work to replace the existing asphalt will be done in thirds across the roadway, so one lane of traffic each direction will be carried through construction. Access to adjacent businesses will be limited from U.S. Highway 36. For a period during construction, the U.S. 36 K-15 junction will be closed. Traffic will follow a signed detour with a date of closure to be announced at a later date. This $4.2 million project will be completed by next summer. Motorists are urged to be alert and obey warning signs when approaching and driving through highway work zones. Lorna M. Kraft, age 83, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Guests are asked to meet at the Circle in Blue Rapids and follow the bus when it arrives about 9:50 a.m. Christy Anders, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Kraft. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Advanced wristbands for the Marshall County Fair Carnival are on sale at $25 each and available now at the Extension Office in Marysville and First Commerce Bank locations in Blue Rapids and Marysville. These are good for wristband nights Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and will also be available at fair office during the day while a fair is in operation.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley Reclining Soap is choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock, and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern over the next several days, expecting sunny and dry weather conditions. Temperatures actually slightly below average for this afternoon, with high temperatures looking to stay confined to the middle 80s. With our average high temperatures this time of year closer to the lower part of the 90s, but we are expecting some lower 90s to make a return for those high temperatures both Wednesday and into your Thursday, and that warming trend continuing for the day on Friday, closer to the mid-90s for high temperatures, and those temperatures looking to stay above average right into your upcoming weekend, with Saturday's highs in the mid-90s still expecting lots of sunshine. A weak disturbance does bring just a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm overnight Saturday night, but we look to dry things out once again for your Sunday with highs in the low to mid-90s and those mid-90s persisting into Monday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high 113 on this date. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54, with sunrise in the morning at 6:11.
Remember your favorite toy as a child? It's a nostalgic look back at the great toys of the 20th century from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. George Eastman, the inventor of the Kodak camera, was born on this day, and in 1960, the very first Etch-a-Sketch was sold, followed by about 50 million more in the years to come. It still doesn't make the list of the top toys of the 20th century. According to the Toy Manufacturers of America, the fifth hottest toy was Play-Doh. Lionel Trains chugged in at number 4. The Barbie doll was poised at number 3, and Crayola crayons made their mark at number 2. The number 1 selling toy in recent history, the yo-yo. Honorable mentions went to Hot Wheels, the Slinky, Lincoln Logs, the Frisbee, and the Erector Set. We can't help wonder what today's kids are missing without a few of these in their toy chests. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Monday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals made another move. The Royals traded a competitive balance pick, number 35 overall pick in this year's upcoming draft, to the Atlanta Braves for outfielder Drew Waters, right-handed pitcher Andrew Hoffman, and infielder CJ Alexander. The Royals will add Waters to the 40-man roster and option him to Omaha AAA, while Hoffman and Alexander will head to Northwest Arkansas's AA. It's been a red-hot summer on the recruiting trail for new KU baseball head coach Dan Fitzgerald. Hunter Cachero announced on Twitter he will head to KU next year and become a Jayhawk. Last year at Kansas City, Kansas Community College, Cachero appeared in 22 games, including one start. He had a 7-2 record, threw 35 and a third innings while sporting a 4.58 ERA. The Shawnee native is the ninth commit for Fitzgerald and his staff since he took over the role in June. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
For the first time since 1999, the Kansas City Royals lineup featured rookies in the first, second, and third spots in the batting order, with MJ Melendez as the first catcher in franchise history to bat leadoff, followed by shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and designated hitter Vinny Pascantino. The trio accounted for 7 hits, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs in the Royals' 7-3 win over the Detroit Tigers Monday night at Kauffman Stadium. If you're into lists, you might like or dislike this list. With National Football League training camps just weeks away and the preseason a month away, ESPN surveyed over 50 executives, coaches, scouts, and players to rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions. Obviously, with any top 10 list involving football, the quarterback position will immediately catch the eye of Kansas City Chiefs fans as they boast one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. However, this list has Mahomes ranked second, right behind Packers star Aaron Rodgers. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Thank you. Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Christmas starts in July with Ornament Premiere. Starting Friday, July 8th, stop in to shop all your favorite series and characters while earning amazing points and free gifts. Don't wait. Bring in your wish list today to guarantee supply. Ornament Premiere. Discover the magic. July 8th through the 16th at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Conserve water and take the guesswork out of watering your plants with clay pot irrigation. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Unglazed clay pots are buried in the garden with just the neck of the pot exposed, filled with water, and the opening covered. Water moves through the clay pot into the surrounding soil as needed. This method, also called Olla irrigation, provides water directly to the soil where plant roots grow, plus less water is lost to evaporation and runoff. You can purchase Olla pots or create your own from unglazed terracotta pots. Just plug the drainage hole with a cork, mounting putty, or other waterproof material. Test to make sure the seal is watertight before installing. Sink the pot into the ground, leaving about an inch above the soil surface. Fill with water and cover the opening to prevent water from evaporating and to keep out dirt, bugs, and mosquitoes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some would say the raid on the Son Tay prison camp in North Vietnam in 1970 was a failure. Yet the raid has been used as a pattern for many similar military operations for decades since. We look back at the historic mission and how the lessons learned are still being used today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In November of 1970, Terry Buckler was a 20-year-old Green Beret who was a part of the raid on the Son Tay prison in North Vietnam. While unbeknownst to them, the POWs had been moved and they were not able to help them gain their freedom, they proved such missions were possible. And even today's raids, like the one to kill Osama bin Laden, are modeled after the first one at Son Tay. Terry Buckler says they later learned there was a positive impact on the POWs despite not achieving their freedom that night.
The POWs said the best thing that ever happened to them was the Son Tay raid. The day after the raid, the NVA realized that if we did it once, we may do it again. So what they did, they brought all the POWs into Hanoi and put them in the Hanoi Hilton.
Those POWs were now together, no longer in solitary confinement. Terry was one of four men on the raid who had not seen combat in Vietnam prior to that night. Terry recalls landing back in the U.S. He was young and single, but he remembers soldiers who were married with children meeting their families at the base.
They had laid down their lives, literally, for their other comrades. They were given up being a father, a husband, and that just has always stuck in my mind that we have in this country men and women that are willing to lay down their lives to protect what we are blessed with.
Terry wrote a book about the raid called Who Will Go Into the Son Tay POW Camp. You can hear our full interview at farmingthecountryside.com. Listen for episode 202 or find Farming the Countryside on your favorite podcast platform. Traveling the Countryside in Holt, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of household antique furniture, collectibles, plus guns and ammo this Saturday, July 16th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Hilvering Center in Marysville. Selling household items, antique furniture, and collectibles for the Howdy and Whitey Goins estate, including a modern oak four-door credenza, lighted corner stand with glass shelves, dinette table with two chairs, antique furniture and collectibles to include a marble top dresser with mirror, round oak table with six chairs and leaves, maple chopping block, ice box, small kitchen cupboard, grandfather's clock, plus primitives including four crocks, stone bowls and jugs, and miscellaneous. Selling shotguns, rifles, handguns, BB pellet rifles, and knives for the Tim Grauer estate. This auction Saturday, July 16th, begins at 10 a.m. Indoors, the Hilvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist. They don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of trying to keep themselves cool.
Evaporative coolers only have two working parts, the water pump and the fan motor, so they consume very little power. Learn more about evaporative coolers for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky. Silver song of hope.
welcome to another edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm your host, Max Blasky, as always. Today, I'm joined by Matt Jandra, a chamber committee member from Hanover, part of organizing the Days of 49. How are you doing today, Matt?
No, I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks for asking, Max. How about yourself?
Not too bad. So now going into Saturday, the last day, Matt, what do we got for wrap-ups coming up?
If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day. So come out and see the tractors. If you can't do it Friday, we will be doing it again on Saturday. That'll just be something that just brings a whole bunch of people out to get together just for a good time. And then, again on Saturday, we have the parade. Starts an hour earlier, 5:30 on Saturday. Parade number 2. Going to be an awesome parade. Plenty of floats, plenty of music, just good times had by all during the parade. Mm-hmm. And then that evening, we have the Joker Band. And then we cap off the weekend with fireworks at dark. That alone is going to be worth the trip.
Now, is there going to be a place for beverages, concessions, drinks, whatnot?
In the evenings, the community building up there at the grounds will be open, and there will be several places where you will be able to get in and have all sorts of different kinds of food and drinks, something that's just going to fit everybody from young to old.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention the carnival, Matt. For Saturday, is there a way you can buy wristbands or armbands for that?
There will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Saturday. It's just going to be a great weekend. Fun time, hopefully great weather. And it'll be nice to just spend it, you know, with a lot of good people having a fun time.
Once again, I want to thank Matt Jandra for joining me on KNDY. And don't forget to get over to Hanover for Days of 49. Well, that'll do it for me, and we will just see you all again next week.
Climate change hits the livestock sector as well as crops. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. While I've focused a lot of coverage on this program about the impact of climate change on crop production, today we talk about how it affects livestock. Mario Herrero is a professor of sustainable food systems and global change at Cornell University in New York and says heat stress is an issue.
Cows, chickens, and pigs also get hot, and their immediate response to dissipate the heat is to stop eating. Stop eating because they cannot get rid of the heat produced by eating the food. So that's the main reason why they end up not producing enough.
This comes at a time when it's forecast that we need to double food production in the decades ahead. Again, Cornell's Mario Herrero.
With less animal production, what happens is that lots of people want livestock products, so there's an enormous demand. And as we change the supply shifts due to climate change, then the result is that you end up with increased prices for the products. And this affects primarily vulnerable communities.
Tomorrow, how climate change affects the production of fish and other seafoods. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Country pride, county strong. This year's theme for the annual Marshall County Fair. The fun begins Thursday, July 14th with a horse show, and carnival rides begin operation. Livestock weigh-in, 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday, July 15th. Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performs free at 8. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race and demolition derby at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 7, with a rewind band performing at 9. On Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the annual fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pool all will follow, with Pretty and Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening, and Tuesday's the livestock auction, following the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe beginning at 6. Carnival rides, games, and concessions operating each evening, Thursday through Sunday, and wristband nights Thursday through Saturday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the ongoing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine is having a major impact on the food shortage across the globe, as one country, including the country of Tunisia, is having a hard time bringing in their wheat that they normally get from the country of the Ukraine. It's causing some food shortages and massive pressure on their small business.
The war has really impacted both the consumer and our agricultural productions. Right now, every country must become self-reliant. If that's not possible, things are going to get very difficult.
That audio from CNN. Many small businesses across the nation that make foods like bread say they're having a hard time as the country does not produce their own soft wheat, but import near 60% of it from Ukraine that they're not receiving right now.
We can only sell what the government gives us, he says. The baguettes are subsidized by a government heavily in debt. Tunisia can barely afford imported flour from outside of Ukraine. It's about daily survival. When the people are hungry, they rebel, he says.
In the country of Ukraine, they're trying to do what they can for their own harvest, but are not able to make it to some of their fields as Russians have been bombing and burning many of the crops across the country. As one farmer, according to CNN, says that they've lost nearly 30 hectares of wheat and 55 hectares of barley. The military has also been targeting both barns, equipment, and animals in agricultural sectors of the country. Ukrainian officials have been accusing Russian forces of, quote, shelling agricultural land with incendiary shells. Large-scale fires have occurred every day, and hundreds of hectares of wheat, barley, and other grain crops have already been burned. They say in order to save at least part of the harvest going into this year, the villagers are working on machinery next to a wall of fire. Right now, the active front line in Ukraine is right around 1,000 kilometers, or roughly 620 miles. That's mostly farmland across the nation. Commodity prices globally have also been still showing the hit with the ongoing shortage from Ukraine. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 9th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to take a minute to say thank you to all the customers that have been so good to us the past couple of months. We appreciate your business and want you to know that we will continue to work hard to ensure that every Yoder Meats experience is based on quality meat and excellent customer service at a reasonable price. It's backyard grilling season, so call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location and get the perfect meat for your next round of outdoor cooking. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A coalition of nearly 100 U.S. food and ag organizations calling for the prompt confirmation of Doug McAuliffe as chief ag negotiator at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative. In a letter sent to the U.S. Senate Ag Committee on Finance, the group highlights McAuliffe's deep familiarity with food and ag industry and institutional regulatory and trade experience. The letter also underscores McAuliffe's ability to tackle some of the most pressing trade policy issues the industry is facing, including reducing barriers in the Indo-Pacific region, managing ongoing challenges with Mexico, and enforcing trade agreements globally. Together, the group of associations represent much of the food and ag sector that is responsible for roughly a fifth of the country's economic activity, directly supporting more than 21.5 million jobs, constituting more than 14% of total U.S. employment. As a net producing nation of food and ag products, foreign markets are critical to the economic viability of the food and ag sector. And 15% of the Midwest affected by drought, twice as much as the region a week ago, according to the Drought Monitor. Corn and soybean crops entering strong reproductive stages. The report said the rapid onset of drought continues to affect parts of the Corn Belt along the Ohio and Mid-Mississippi Valley. Most area drought was listed as moderate. That's the first designation in a four-step rating system that progresses to severe, then extreme, then exceptional. Overall, 18% of Illinois in drought compared to 8% a week ago. In Iowa, drought cover is virtually unchanged at 14.2%, and 39% in Indiana was reported in some sort of drought. Illinois, Iowa, the top corn and soybean states in the country. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Alfea urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Generations of a Nevada family have grown grain. The current generation's grain farm is now also a whiskey farm on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Family has been farming in the high desert area of Nevada since 1854. That's over 170 years of knowledge on how to grow grain crops and alfalfa in their specific soil types and climate. Maintaining a lucrative business as a farmer is challenging, so Colby says his dedication to the family legacy inspired him and his wife Ashley to add whiskey distilling to the mix using their own wheat, rye, barley, and corn. Growing grain for spirits is different than for, say, cattle consumption.
The more nitrogen typically you put on, the more yield you get with a traditional grain crop. But nitrogen boosts protein in grain, and protein and starch are inverse. When one goes up, the other one goes down. By putting a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, it might boost our crop, but the starch content is going to be lower. The protein will be higher, and that's bad for the distillery because we're actually converting the starch in the grain to sugar, which gets converted into alcohol during the fermentation process.
The Frey Ranch Bourbon Whiskey has received much acclaim from spirits reviewers and whiskey lovers, but Colby says he's a farmer first.
Without the farm, we wouldn't have the distillery. Our whole goal is to take the grains that we're growing and making a world-class whiskey out of them. Most distilleries buy their grains on the open market, you know, and that's just not who we are. And so our whole goal is to showcase the grains.
The family has long abided by the motto, be good to the land and the land will be good to you, which is engraved on the bottom of each bottle of Frey Ranch whiskey. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Frey Ranch Distillery at agriculture.com.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Tuesday today. Markets will close here in just a little bit. We're seeing a bit of a correction in the grain markets today. Grains mostly lower. Livestock a little bit higher. We'll see how we close here in just a bit. Corn market definitely losing a lot of the gains they saw yesterday as they're taking a hit. July corn down 31 cents right now at 750 and a quarter. September corn down 35 and a quarter cents, 2601 and a half. Kind of a correction from last week as we saw kind of a dip down, up and down throughout the week last week. And that continues this week with the wheat market as well. After seeing a lot of red on the board yesterday, July KC wheat down 10 and a quarter, sitting at 910 even. September's also down 28 cents at 887. And some of the 1607 and a half. August soybeans in North 1535 and a half. In March, meals down 2.5 down to 40. August 4448 and a half. And the soybean oil for August in the red, $3.24 at 60.48 overall. So mostly lower all across the board. Their cotton's no different. They took some major hits last week, and they're continuing that down below that $100 a bushel again today. October cotton down $3.81 at 98.63. December's down $3.86 at 90.98. And the oats market mostly lower here, 686 and a quarter. The September oats are in the red, 31.5 cents, 2.459 3/4. Livestock market started off higher. We saw some kind of mixed across the board, mostly higher now as well. August left cattle up 60 cents at 175 in 72.76 and lean hogs are 47 cents at 13.2. Red here, September 11th, 107 and 71. Market information of the American.
That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
Hi, Jay Rader. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions wherever you are.
In the and Cake First Alert for weather authority is on your side.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
As wheat harvest across the state of Kansas continues and nears the end of its season, K-State County Extension agent Jenny Carr provides insight into what this harvest season has looked like so far in Harper County. She begins by explaining where Harper County is currently at in terms of harvest nearing its completion.
We are about 99% done. We have a few people that are finishing up some fields, and we obviously have some mud holes to cut out. But as far as the majority of the crop, it is in the bin this year.
Jenny goes on to provide listeners with information regarding the yield and quality data that Harper County has received back so far. And yield variability with good quality reports seems to continue to be the trend this year across the state.
Well, Samantha, we were very fortunate with our crop this year, considering the weather pattern throughout 2021-22 growing season. Our average yield, I'm going to say, is going to come in between 29 and 31. We had yields as low as 17 and as high as 70. So, you know, those reports coming in from farmers. So I think we're really going to end up at that 29 to 31 average. Our test weights maintained throughout the harvest season, averaging 60 to 61. Obviously, there was some higher test weights up into the 64 and 65-pound range, but I did not hear of anything lower than 60 coming into the elevators, and our protein averaged about 12.9. There was some higher protein numbers that came in, but the average is going to be about 12.9.
With producers across the state experiencing less than ideal growing conditions for this year's wheat crop, Jenny explains that producers were grateful for the crop that they got this year.
I mean, in April, we did not even know if we were going to be able to have a harvest, and we were very fortunate to get the harvest we had, and we've had a couple timely rains in the middle and towards the end within the last few days, but it has, you know, it's maybe a day reprieve from harvesting, but I think the farmers feel thankful that they had the harvest that they did. We did not have a lot of issues. The elevator operators were like, you know, our equipment wasn't overloaded. There wasn't long lines at the elevator. They didn't have to push their unloading equipment very hard. Things ran really smooth during harvest. So that's another thing to be thankful for.
Providing an update on how wheat harvest season went this year in Kansas's Harper County, that was Harper County Extension Agent Jenny Carr.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.